This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
And so it's time to let technology shine once again. And what a better way to do this than actually sharing stories and platforms of people who have the same idea in mind. Now, just last week, we had a lovely chat with the founder of an early development language app called Ambani. And we mentioned how she won a big prize at the in Accelerator program, right? So we decided maybe let's shine light on that particular program or programs like that as well, because then more and more startups, of course, also get an opportunity to shine, right? Yeah. We are joined on the line right now by Nazleen Patel, the Accelerator Manager at In. Nazleen, hi. Did we lose Nazleen?
Yeah. Right. And I was like, oh my goodness, there she goes. But it's fine. We will work on getting her back so that we can have this conversation. And I'm super, super excited that we actually zooming into this program that was a kickstart for somebody like the founder of the Ambani app, you understand?
We're going to get more and more details surrounding that, what it is that it does. And then people who are also interested in finding out more. Of course, this is the opportunity for them to learn a bit more about the In program. Do we have Nazleen back?
Almost.
We're trying to get her back on the line.
There we go. Right. Nazleen, hi.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
No matter how tech savvy you are, phones still give us problems.
Exactly.
always at the last second even.
All right, thank you so much for joining us, Nazleen. Last week, we spoke to the founder of an app called Ambani, who walked away with a big prize at the In Accelerator Day. But tell us more about the In project and what it's all about.
Great. Thanks for having me also and for the opportunity to tell all your listeners about In. So basically, In Accelerator was inspired by a book with the title, And For All These Reasons, In. And that was co-authored by the Dragons on SABC's Dragons Den. And the book sought to give a step-by-step guidance and tips on how to become investment ready. And Polo Luteka is the founder of In, and she's actually championed the Accelerator initiative, which was launched in 2015. So we have two programs that we're running, and we take in cohorts once a year. The first is a 10-month program, and we back early-stage tech startups so that they can achieve commercial sustainability. We provide them with a seed investment through Telkom, and then we provide them with business and technical support also. Then we've got this intensive program that provides the entrepreneurs with all the skills that they need to scale up their businesses and to, just move them further along in their entrepreneurship journey. Then at the end of this program, we culminate in the Demo Day event, which you were referring to. And this was a virtual one, our first one this year. So it's basically a day for, the outgoing cohort, cohort 3 this year, to pitch their businesses to a wider audience of investors, potential clients, high net worth individuals and corporates, and see what can come out of that. And then we also wanted to give the winner of the best pitch for all their hard work a cash prize to use in advancing their businesses. And we are currently assessing our cohort 4 for this year. Then our second program is our actual inaugural pre-accelerator program that we launched this year. And as I'm in, our focus has always been on getting Black female tech entrepreneurs into our main program. But, women are still the minority in South Africa's entrepreneurial landscape. And like I can give you stats in terms of, 34% of SMEs are women, less than 20% women participate in tech accelerators. So, 34% of SMEs are women-led, which is, a very small percentage. And so our solution to that is the pre-accelerator feeder program, which is focused solely on developing Black female tech entrepreneurs who are very early stage, so still idea. And we want to get them ready. So we provide them with all the business support, mentorship that they need to enter our main accelerator program.
All right, Nazleen, let's go back a bit and touch a bit more on the 10-month program, right? What actually happens to these companies after the 10 months, after all the support that you guys have given them?
Yeah. So hopefully with the guidance they have received, you know, from the accelerator, all our support, the funds as well, they are at a revenue generation stage and they're working to scale their businesses. So what happens is that they move to our post-investment department within IDF Capital, which is actually our parent company. That's a financing institution with over 1.5 billion rand assets under management. And they then further support their growth with the possibility of follow-on funding. And our goal there is, you know, to play in all areas of the value chain to try and support startups through all the phases of fundraising that they need to get into.
All right. Now, there's a hunger for knowledge, Nazleen, amongst entrepreneurs, but there's also a lot that gets lost into translation. How does an initiative like this one help get the right information to the right people?
Yeah, for sure. And I think we've also learned that entrepreneurs have to have the right mindset. And I'm personally of the belief that, you know, entrepreneurship can be taught because there's certain skills you learn through the process. But again, you have to have the right mindset to follow through on whatever you're learning and also to have that courage. So iMIN is able to, you know, take startups and entrepreneurs that are fairly young in their business life or journey and provide them with appropriate methodologies for growing their businesses. We go through a whole due diligence process before we accept entrepreneurs into the program itself that enables us to work with the entrepreneurs who have the right attitude and that we know that we can provide some assistance and support to, you know, to get to their end goal as well. And then our masterclasses and boot camps are all, you know, designed to enhance the knowledge that the guys already come into the program with. And then we spend a lot of one-on-one time as well, just trying to give them that, you know, that niche and customized support. Because as you can imagine, you know, each business has their own set of challenges and they require different things at different times.
Yeah.
And then we also try to, you know, link them or get them market access to a certain degree as well, which is, you know, one of the major challenges for small businesses.
All right. Pretty fair. Thank you so much, Nazleen, for taking your time and talking to us. We really do appreciate it.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.